I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we shut the show down mid-March. We came back in May, early May. And then I got really sick, went into the hospital, and again, haven't been able to do shows for a while. I had sepsis, called severe sepsis with multiple organ dysfunction, something like that. It was not fun. Going into the hospital now during the COVID crisis is not fun. Had an excellent nursing staff, excellent doctors. Everybody did everything they could to keep me safe. I got the COVID test, so I know I don't have it. At least I didn't have it then. I'm still feeling pretty rough around the edges, but we're going to try to get things started back up again because there's just so much to talk about because we're living in absolutely insane times. I want to talk about the Q conspiracy, the dumbest conspiracy maybe in the history of humanity, and yet it is a big thing with a whole bunch of Republicans running on a Q platform. Next week we'll go into it. Let's just go into some of the other stories that are appropriate for us in the news right now. The state of Colorado became the 11th state to ban the gay panic defense. The shocker there is that they're only the 11th state. That means in 39 states in this country, you can murder a gay person or someone who is transsexual. You can murder them and say, oh my God, they just panicked me. I lost control because, you know, the gayness so frightened me I had to kill them. And the courts can accept that as a defense. I'll tell you, every time I see Republican leadership, I panic, but that doesn't give me the right to kill them. What's amazing in America right now is that there are so many people who just want to kill us. And I mean Americans who want to kill their fellow Americans, or at least see their fellow Americans die. Maybe it's not intentional, maybe they just don't care, but that's the end result. Americans are dying from COVID. And they're dying because so many people and organizations are pushing out not just false, but ridiculous information. The federal government, starting with Trump, is the worst source of misinformation, but we also have churches that are a horrific source of misinformation, really pushing that out there. And of course, there's Fox News. And the stuff that they're doing on Fox News is so insane lately, it's hard to even believe it, but here we are. So, this is what Rebecca Frederick said on the Laura Ingraham show on Fox. She is an anti-union activist, but I don't know if she has qualifications for anything, really. And I'm just going to quote her to show how denigrated our country has become when this kind of information could be put out there. I'm quoting here. The unions are using the closure of our schools as a smokescreen. Laura, here's why. Sadly, these unions are actually using our schools to sexualize our children and to train them in anti-American ideology. They do this with a coalition of over 180 organizations, including, sadly, the CDC, Planned Parenthood, and Black Lives Matter, Incorporated. So we got sex and a lie in our very, very first sentence. Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013. They are organized as the Black Lives Matter Foundation. There is no Black Lives Matter Incorporated. They're not a corporation. You'll see the term Black Lives Matter Incorporated throughout the right-wing media, but it's not a thing. It's just a dickish way to kind of make it look like it's some kind of sinister for-profit organization. Anyway, the crazy woman continues, it is shocking what they're teaching our children online through virtual learning. They are teaching our children to sext, to view pornography. They are hooking them up with online sex experts. I really had thought, Rebecca, that what kids are going through in their schools right now is really tough, really horrible. But wow, the way you describe it makes me kind of want to go back to school. I would take the Sexting 101 class in the Introduction to Pornography. And I get to hook up with sex experts? Well, I figured they'd know what they were doing. I could learn a lot from them. Okay, let's continue into her delusions, she says. So, what they're doing is grooming our children for sexual predators to use them. This is child abuse. I have an editorial about this tomorrow online in the Washington Times. People can read and learn all the details. This is one of the big reasons that unions want to keep our schools closed, because they can't sneak these evil lessons past loving teachers who have no idea by keeping them virtual. Oh, Rebecca, 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 you have actually no idea on how schools work. Teachers know what kids are learning in their classroom because they have to, because they got to be there to help the kids when they need it, because there's still teachers there. So I guess I'll be looking forward to reading the whole article in the newspaper that's owned by an insane religious cult. Sure, I'm betting it's going to be very informative. Laura, your guest is just unacceptably insane. You are hurting America by putting people like her on. And you're also hurting America by putting that other horrible person on, who's on every day, Laura Ingraham. So let me set this straight. Giving students accurate information about sexual health does not harm them. Giving them actual information about sex does not harm them. It does the opposite. The more information kids have, accurate information about human sexuality, the less likely they are to have premarital sex, and the less likely they are to be a victim, because you can teach them sex without all the shame, which when they're raped, that shame keeps them from going to authorities. Oh, and the union thing? Unions don't set the curriculum. They have nothing to do with selecting teaching materials. That's not part of what they do. And they're not teaching kids how to sext and how to view online porn. They already know how to do that. During the COVID crisis, conservatives have been trying to pull every trick they can think of to make it more difficult for a woman to have an abortion, and I think right now it is the most difficult it's ever been for a woman to have an abortion since abortions were made legal. Conservatives have been fighting for years and years to keep women from being able to use medication abortion without an in-person doctor's visit, because there is no need to do that. But they've mostly won that battle, and now, thanks to COVID, they've lost that battle. For the first time ever, U.S. women seeking to terminate a pregnancy can use a medication abortion without having to see a doctor. Now, this wasn't a ruling from the completely corrupt U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and I say that safely because every single department of the federal government right now is corrupted, is filled with crackpots with limited experience to do the job that they're doing. And that's no different with the FDA. Every department of the federal government has been politicized and works for the president's agenda, not for the people. But we still have federal courts. And they're working very hard to take control of the federal courts so that they better reflect Republican agendas, but they haven't completely taken over the courts yet, and one of those courts said that the U.S. FDA must suspend a rule that requires patients to visit a hospital, clinic, or medical office in order to get a medication-based abortion. And I repeat, even before the COVID crisis, there was no need for this. You take two pills. If you experience any of the possible relatively mild side effects, well, you can go see a doctor then. Finally, the drug can just be sent through the mail, the way it should have always been. This is thanks to a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of a coalition of more than 60,000 OBGYNs, along with other reproductive rights advocates and medical experts. And finally, we had a Supreme Court decision that was horrific. Some of the Supreme Court's decisions lately have not been horrific, but they're part of an overall strategy that is horrific, and we'll talk more about that in the future. But the best thing that you can do to prevent abortions is to prevent the need for them. And the way to do that is to make birth control widely available. But that's not the strategy of the anti-abortion extremists, who are the majority of the Supreme Court right now. They're not only against abortion, they're also against birth control, and the justices ruled in July, not very many days ago, that the birth control mandate in the Affordable Health Care Act can be overruled by your employer, who now gets to decide what drugs you get to use. You can even be denied by your employer if you have a medical reason for using birth control. It's horrific, awful, misogynistic, and it hurts women both financially and medically. This one cannot be allowed to stand, although I don't know what we can do.